6, Perek of Kilayim Mishnah Hey, this continuation of the previous Mishnayis, that we differentiate between a grapevine which is draped over an Ilan Srak, which is, we will see now what the definition of that is, in which case you cannot plant under the Taya tree even though the grapevine did not spread to that area. But if the grapevine is draped over a fruit tree, then as long as you don't plant directly onto the grapevine, it's permitted. And if the grapevine eventually spreads to the area where you planted, you should just redirect the grapevine. So Eitz Ilan Srak, what is the halachic definition of this Ilan Srak? Generally, Ilan Srak means a tree that does not have fruit, but over here the definition may be broader. So the Tanakam says, Kol Sheino Eitz HaPeiris, which is the general definition of this term, a fruit that does not produce fruit and has a grapevine draped over part of it, you cannot plant grain and the like under any part of this tree. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is even more lenient. He says, Akol Ilan Srak Chutz Mizayis and Teinu. Rabbi Meir says that everything is considered a tree which is an Ilan Srak, a tree that does not have is not a fruit tree, except for an olive tree and a fig tree. So they have a very big chashivos, and therefore, since they're very chashiv, the olive and fig tree, we do not look at them as being a support for the grapevine. But any other fruit trees are not so chashiv. If you drape your grapevine on part of them, we look at the entire tree as being a support for the grapevine. You can't plant under any part of the tree. Rabbi Yosi, Aymer Rabbi Yosi, is a third opinion. Ko shein kamoi noitim sodesh shleimus, I raise the ilan tzrat. Something, any type of tree that people don't generally make orchards out of it, even though it does have fruit, are not considered an ilan of peiros, and therefore any of those type of trees that people don't plant orchards of, one cannot, if one drapes a grapevine on part of it, you can't plant against any part of it. Over here we pass like the Tanakama, which the halachic definition is totally in the fact that it has fruit. If it has fruit, it's considered an eight of peiros, an ilan of peiros, which if you drape the grapevine over part of it, you can grow grain on the other side of the tree, whereas any tree that does not have fruit would be prohibited to do such a thing.